Up next today, we're taking you to Yemen. It's one of the world's countries that's currently struggling with a civil war. It's located in the Middle East. The fighting's been going on there for more than 2 years, and a side effect of all the violence and political upheaval is an outbreak of disease. A lot of Yemen's infrastructure, its roads, buildings, hospitals, have been destroyed. So even though bacterial infections like cholera are often preventable by doing things like cooking food thoroughly and drinking clean water, many people in Yemen can't get clean water. And the spread of cholera has now sickened hundreds of thousands across the country.
Fatima is being treated for suspected cholera. So is Wajida and Ariam. They are just three of the more than 400,000 children in Yemen who are believed to have the disease.
The grinding civil conflict between Houthi militants and the internationally recognized Hadi government, supported by the US-backed Saudi-led coalition, began in 2015. It's resulted in the collapse of the country's healthcare system and the world's largest humanitarian crisis. More than half of all health facilities have closed due to damage, destruction, or lack of funds. They're short on medicine and supplies. That means more than 15 million people, more than half Yemen's population, lack access to basic healthcare. CNN is not currently able to access many areas in Yemen, but the International Rescue Committee is one of several organizations working there and has provided CNN with this footage. Cholera is caused by ingesting bacteria from contaminated water or food. The disease is treatable, but because of the devastation of Yemen's healthcare systems, this is the world's worst cholera outbreak. According to the UN, there have been more than 750,000 suspected cases across the country, the largest single-year outbreak ever recorded globally. And because there is so little clean water or proper sanitation, that number could rise to 1 million by the end of the year.